This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Dan Walker-Smith and in today's programme I'm joined by Nuala O'Sullivan.
Hi Dan.
Now in today's programme Nuala and I are talking about marathons. These are the very long runs covering 26 miles or 42 kilometres. Now, Nuala, you're a very experienced runner. So how many marathons have you run?
Well, I've actually run 4, Dan. I've run them in the Netherlands, Ireland, Germany and France.
OK. Which was the best out of the 4 you did?
Oh, definitely France. I was running through the vineyards and you got little drinks of wine all the way along and there was steak and oysters to eat as well. I mean, it was a gourmet marathon. It was fabulous.
That's quite different from the normal marathons. You're not going for a certain time. You're going for an enjoyable experience.
Well, so. I would say I was going for a good time.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to enjoy myself, not a good time as in getting a fast time.
Very good. Very good indeed. Okay, well, I'm running my first ever marathon in just under a month's time. I'm running the Brighton Marathon on the south coast of England, so maybe you can give me some advice on that. But right now, I have this week's question for you. Marathons recreate a legendary ancient run from Marathon to Athens in Greece. But which country hosted the first ever modern marathon in 1896? Was it A, Greece, B, Britain, or C, France?
I'm going for France.
OK, well, we'll see if you're right at the end of the programme. Now, before we play a clip, Nuala, I want to talk to you about nutrition and hydration. Everyone tells me that these are really important for long-distance running. So could you tell me a little bit about them?
Sure. Well, nutrition is a technical word for the process of absorbing food. If food is nutritious, it's good for your health.
OK, and what about hydration?
Well, to hydrate something means to add water to it. So when you're running, you have to consider hydration or how much water you're taking in because you're going to lose a lot through sweat. So if you're doing a lot of exercise, you can become dehydrated. That means becoming ill from not having enough water.
OK, well, let's have a listen to the British novelist and marathon runner, Bidisha. Here she is comparing the repetitive movement of running to a kind of meditation. Can you explain what meditation means here, Nuala?
Well, meditation can mean either deep thought or a period of calm relaxation on an almost religious level, which is quite different to what you imagine running to be.
Yeah, very much so. That's not my experience of running. Well, let's listen to Bidisha talking about running. What religion does she compare it to?
You see those athletes in the park and you think, my God, they must be in pain. But actually what they're doing is a sort of Zen exercise of relaxing into the movement.
Well, she describes their running as a sort of Zen exercise. Zen is a form of Buddhism that focuses on meditation. But I think she was closer to my experience when she said, my God, they must be in pain, because I've been training since Christmas, more or less, about 4 months now, and I'm definitely getting some pains when I'm doing my long runs.
Oh, what sort of pains do you get, Dan? Blisters? Blisters are the painful pockets of fluid on your skin. They're usually caused from rubbing or if you burn yourself. They're very common in runners because your shoe might be rubbing against your foot and then that way you'd get a blister.
No, it's not really blisters I suffer from. It's more a muscular pain.
Ah, OK. Well, muscular means involving or affecting the muscles. So you probably need to stretch your legs more.
Well, there are some of the physical problems that runners experience. But Nuala, how important is your mental attitude for running marathons?
Oh, I think it's really important. And I think if you're doing yours in a big city like Brighton, there'll be lots of people out encouraging you. It's always nice to have a big crowd that makes it a kind of party atmosphere. But the other thing to bear in mind is that 26 miles is a very long distance. So you might want to break it down into bite-sized pieces. Bite-size literally means something that's small enough to be eaten in one bite. But usually when people say something is in bite-sized pieces, they mean it's in small pieces that are easy to manage or understand. So my advice would be don't think about running the whole 26 miles. Just think of the next 3 miles in front of you.
Okay, well, that sounds like great advice to me. But we're almost out of time now, so let's go over some of the vocabulary we've come across today.
Marathon.
Nutrition.
Nutritious.
To hydrate.
Dehydrated.
Meditation.
Zen.
Blisters.
Muscular.
And bite-sized pieces. And let's go back to today's question. I asked you, Nuala, in which country was the first modern marathon run?
And I guess France. Was I right?
No, you weren't. It was actually in Greece. It was in 1896, and they created the modern marathon to essentially recreate the ancient run. There were only 17 runners, so very different from today's marathons when we have thousands of runners. And of the 17, 9 of them were Greek, and only 9 people actually finished the race. But from all of us here at BBC Learning English, thanks so much indeed for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.